Tesvav Amud Beis Brachas, is the last line there. We had a memra from Amar of Chama Reb Chanina, so we have another one here. Lama Nismuchu, why do they connect Ohalim, which means tents, Lenachalim, which means like, you know, brooks? Dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Kinechalim Natayu, like, I don't know, brooks that are like stretched out. Kiganos Ale Nahar, like, I don't know, gardens, like by the river. Ka'ahalim Nata, like, you know, pitched tents. So Rashi learns that here the smichut is this. Well, we read the first part of the pasuk referring to Yevanachal, and the end of the pasuk referring later part referring to the ohel. Even though they're like a little bit, they're not exactly, you know, adjacent one to the other. There's a bit of a space. That's what Rashi learns. Tosos learns, by the way, no way. Tosos says that's no good. Tosos learns, if the previous pasuk is the Matovu Alecha, so that's the previous pasuk. So Tosos learns the Ohalecha, the Matovu pasuk, is connecting to the Nachalim of this pasuk. Either way, so Lomar Lecha, to tell you, Ma Nachalim Ma'alin Esa Adam Mituma Letahara, just the same way that, see, this guy likes rushes, obviously, right? Just the same way a nachal, a brook, which is like Maim Chaim, and it's like a mikvah, you can go into it, it's better than a mikvah, Maim Chaim, and it brings a person, transforms him, uplifts him from Tuma to Tahara. Af Ohalim, so goes for tents, as in like Isha Ohalim, right? As a, like a, the Bati Midrashim, the Beis Midrash is Malin as the Adam, Mekav Chov Lechav Schus, it transforms a person to be on the bad side of the scales, the good side of the scales. So I guess it's good to be inside the Beis Midrash. We discussed this in the morning. We discussed it. It's a mitzvah to be in the Beis Midrash. See, there you go. So the Beis Midrash has the power to transform you. That's the drasha.